Yesterday we started two topics and I left them incomplete. I really had a mind to discuss it further. One was the topic of the fact that the outside Mizbech in the Bayis Sheni period was missing the southern Yisod and the eastern Yisod. It just had one Amma there and one Amma there, and the rest was missing. So the Gemara says the reason why is because both in Birchas Yaakov and Parshas Vayechi, as well as in Birchas Moshe Rabbeinu, Parshas Zayis HaBracha, they both said the Hakrovas HaKarbonas will take place B'chelka Shel B'yamin. B'yamin Zev Yitrov. And the Gemara in Bava Kama and other Masechtas in Yuma and other Masechtas has a Machloikas Satanoim, a historical Machloikas and a Halachic Machloikas, whether Yerushalayim was Nizchal Kal HaShvatim or not. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. We assume Yerushalayim lo nischal kol shvatim. So it was never nischal kol shvatim. So what is the Gemara talking about? Part of the Mizbech would have been b'chal kol shel b'yamin. It wasn't b'chal kol shel b'yamin. It's lo Yerushalayim. The whole city Yerushalayim. All of Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu. Kum yisalch v'aretz lo'orka l'roch b'kiluchu etinenu. He acquired an ownership. And then went b'Yerusha to Yitzchok, then to Yaakov, then to the Shvatim, then b'Yerusha. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, the whole thing was one big Yerusha to Klal Yisrael. And until they made the Chalukah, it belonged to, it was called like a Tfusas Abayis, like if a father dies, it leaves a few children. So the whole estate belongs to the Tfusas Abayis. So the whole Eretz Yisrael belonged to all of Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, we have to build the Beis HaMikdash B'mokam Shiv Hashem Mikol Shivtechem, L'osam B'shmashem. It has to be Mikol Shivtechem. So that's the Machloikas, Reb Yehuda and Chacham, whether Yerushalayim Nitzchal Kol Shvatim or not. So if you hold Loin is Chalka L'Shvatim, that's a historical statement. Loin is Chalka L'Shvatim. Why? Because already in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they knew the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built in Yerushalayim, and the whole city of Yerushalayim has to be Hamokam Shiv Hashem Mikol Shiv Techem, has to belong to all of Klal Yisrael. If you're going to be Mechalakit to Yud and B'yamin, then it's not going to be Mikol Shiv Techem. It'll only be half. Half of Yerushalayim will be Bechal Kashal Yehuda, half will be Bechal Kashal Minyam. And the other Tana disagrees and says, no, it was Nischal Kol Shvatim initially. And then when David HaMelech was always preparing to build the Bayis Rishayin, whenever he was successful, he was always successful in his battles. Whenever he was successful, so he would always designate, he was always set aside the gold and the silver and the copper, all the precious metals. He was B'magdash, it says in Tanakh, he would B'magdash everything for this Beis HaMikdash. And then when he had so much, he wanted to build it already. So the Navi told him, you're not allowed to. You're going to have a son. You killed a lot of terrorists. You did a mitzvah. You killed them all. But the Beis HaMikdash has to be a Makom Shalom. It has to be built by a person who's going to be an Ish Shalom. You're going to have a son. His name is going to be Shlomo. He's going to be peaceful. And everything is going to be fine. He's going to be the one who's going to be Zechut to build the Beis HaMikdash. So if one assumes that Nischal Kol Shvatim is Tarkol Machloik is based on the halacha, so how do you satisfy the requirement Hamakim Shem Chashem Yikol Shiv Techem? So the Torah says they made a collection. Each one of the Shvatim paid money to Shevet Yehuda and to Shevet Binyamin to buy up that share. So the Beis HaMikdash will be built Hamakim Shem Chashem Yikol Shiv Techem by buying up. And the other town halls, that's not good enough. If you buy it, you bought it, but it's still Chalko Shal Binyamin, it's still Chalko Shal Yehuda. Chalko Shal Yehuda, Chalko Shal Binyamin is a Chal Hashem on the area. That's what we explained yesterday. When I own property, I own a jacket, I own a sefer. So it's not that there's some Chal Hashem in the sefer. There's a relationship between me and the sefer. But ownership is not in the chepza of the thing, except for Chalukah Eretz Yisrael. The Chalukah L'Shvatim, that this is called Chalko Shal Yisach, and this is called Chalko Shal Binyamin. That's like Hegdash. A Hegdash, everyone agrees, is an Isachepza, and the Dorm is an Isachepza. He said, the Gemara says, the first Gemara, and the Dorm says, the Shvu is an Isagabra, and the Dorm is an Isachepza. What about Kotarakula? What about Chazem, Basamacholov, and Nevelus, and Trefus, everything else? So that's a Machlokes in the everyday. Two opinions in the Mechabah, two opinions in the Chuvas and Rashbo. Whether all Isuri Torah are Isuri Gabra, Isuri Chepza. See, if one should assume that all Isuri Torah are Isuri Gabra only, only Isuri Gavra, it's a manishtan in the dorm. How come the dorm is different that it's an Isachevtsa? So we explain because Hegdish is an Isachevtsa. Iker and that is Behatvasa. I say, I want this to be like Hegdish. That's a big dispute. And Rishonim, well, Ikra Neder is really Behatfasa. And if I say, Hare, I take a Neder that the potato chip should be Osa Bachilo, it's considered as if I said Kehegdish. It's a Yad, it's always considered as if I said Kehegdish. Because every Neder has to be Ikra Neder, has to be Behatfasa from Hegdish. Oh no, there are two kinds in the Dharma. I can say, I take a Neder, this should be Osa Bachilo Alai. I take a Neder, this should be like Hegdish. So you can make a Neder with Hatfasa, make a Neder without Hatfasa. So that's a major machlokes of Rishonim on the first daf in the Dorm. So again, if one should assume that all Isurei Torah are Isurei Gabra only, and a neder would be chal, what's a nafkamina? With all Isurei Torah are Isurei Gabra or Isurei Chavtza, nafkamina is where the neder is chal on top of it, because a neder is chal on a shvuah, and shvuah is not chal on a neder. And then we explain, the Ran explains why. A neder is chal on a shvuah, because shvuah is only an Isurei Gabra, and neder has another dimension, an Isurei Chavtza. So if all Isurei Torah, all macholos asuras, and the Velus of Trefus and Basa B'cholim and everything is only an Isa Gavra, then a Neder would be Chal on top of it. If the fellow eats it, he'll be like Yishtayim. And if you hold it, all the Isuri Torah are Isuri Cheptas, a Neder cannot be Chal. It's like, ain't there the Chal on Neder? Ain't Isa Chal on Isa? No added dimension is added when you take the Neder on top. So why should one think that, why should Neder be different? Manishtan and Neder from Kol Terkul. You have to say, Neder is an Isa Chepta because Hegdash is an Isa Chepta. And Ikra Neder has to be behatvos. That's how you have to say according to that opinion. So again, so when you have ownership, that's the Ramban, the Malchamas, in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel. Tosfos' opinion is there on the first day of Sukkot, and the first, by us, we live in Chutzlar, the first 2 days of Sukkot, you need Shalachem and you need Hodor on the first 2 days. The rest of Sukkot just need Hodor, you don't need Shalachem. Why is that? Why is there a compromise? So the Tosfos explains, whenever you have to take lulav min haTorah, so you need shalachem and you need hodor. And in the Migdosh, lulav nitol ba Migdosh kol shiva, so you need it hodor and you need shalachem all 7 days. But by us, lulav nitol kol shiva is only one of the nine takonis of Rabbi Yechim and Zaka. The Gemara says Rabbi Yechim and Zaka with his bezin made nine takonis. Many of them were zechel amigdosh, after the Chor Ba'abai, so this is one of them. Shehei lulav nitol kol shiva zechel amigdosh. So Tosfos says it's only with the Rabbanon, it's only Zechel HaMikdosh. So Hidr Mitzvah is a din l'chatchila and kol haTorah kula. There's always a din of Hidr Mitzvah. And over here, not only is it a din l'chatchila Hidr Mitzvah, there's a din of Hodr, it's even the Yikuvah here. That if you don't have the Hidr, say not Yotze, the Dal Minim, if it's not Hodr. So since there's always a din of Hidr Mitzvah, and a lulav, there's an added knach, when lulav is deraisa, so the hodder is likuva, so kol shiva they made it the hodder is likuva, because it would have required hodder anyway. But to make shalachem, Tosfos says it's only with the rabbanim, so they didn't require shalachem. That's what Tosfos says, and the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos. There's a long melchamas there, and he says no, even when lulav nito ba migdush kol shiva, you didn't need shalachem, because it's a different mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah of netilas lulav. It says a lekatam lachem b'yom rishon priyetzod v'kapis no anaf itzobis v'avi nochal usmachtem lefnei Hashem alakech m'shivas yomim. So usmachtem lefnei Hashem alakech m'shivas yomim means there are two different mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah of lekatam. The Ramban holds one is a mitzvah of usmachtem. How do you do usmachtem? You dance a jig. The women buy a new dress. That's part of it. Okay, usmachtem. Buy a new gemara. Buy a new sefer. Well, how do you do usmachtem? So the Torah's Kanim says, how do you do a smachtem? By an etilas lulav. So Ramban says, you need the cheftza of the dalaminin, but you don't need all the details. Shalachem is not a din in the cheftza. Hodr is a din in the cheftza. So if the yesrig of the lulav is not hodr, it's a different cheftza. It's not the right, especially by yesrig, because creates hodr. And the word yesrig means the rogig lemechazi in Parshas Bereishis, when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Gan Eden and he planted all the trees, kol neitz nechmad lemara. So the Targum Unklas writes, kol neitz nechmad lemara, all the trees were rugig lemechazi. Mechazi means to look at. And rugig means nechmad. And the Ramban Chumash quotes that it says in the Ksuba, kol shvar arag nichsin v'kinyonim. What does it mean, kol shvar arag nichsin v'kinyonim? So he says, what arag means, Edis. the three levels of real estate, the Zidus, Beinonis, and Ziburis. So the Mishnah says, HaNizik and Shamalahem Be'idus, it says, Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Kami Yishalem, even though it only says Meitav by Shem Beregel, but the Gemara learns that Xerushova, Tachas Tensin Yishalem Kesef, it applies to all the Choftal at Obis Nizik, and you have to pay Meitav. And others, you don't pay Meitav. Bal Chayv, you only pay Beinonis, so Vesishi, you pay Ziburis. So the Mikir Adin, the Ksuba, the Almona, or the Grusha only has a right to collect from Ziburis. But if you wrote down, let's say, Mikir Adin, a Bal Chayv, if he lent me money, he only has a right to collect the Beinonis. He has no right to insist that he wants Edis. What if it's a Shtar Halvashi Eshbo Edis? I wrote him, this is ascertained that I borrowed $100,000, and I'm a Shabbat all of the Edis of my Karkos. If I gave him the right to collect Edis, he has the right. That's a Shtar Shiesh, a Kosovo Edis. So what if you have a Ksuba Sisha, and the husband writes in, that's our practice. Everyone who gets married writes, I'm giving you the right to collect Edis, even though Mikra Din, she can only collect Ziburis, she has no right to ask anything better, but if you personally obligated yourself. So that's the Loshon called Shvar. Shvar means Shapira, beautiful, Mufchar. Arag, Nichsa Mikinyon, this lead chos kol shmar. Arag Nichsa means Edis. So the Ramban writes like that. That Hodar is a din echepta, that's why it's called an esrog. That's what the word esrog means, the rogig lamechazi. But even by hadasim and arov is my lulav, that it's not called with the word, it's not called with the name esrog. Also, Hodar is a din in echepta. So the din, so the Ramban holds the two distinctions. Tosfos holds that the din is, the tilos lulav is all over the world is one day, and in Migdush, Alulav Nito Ba Migdush Kol Shiva Ba Medina Yamechot, it's a mitzvah Netilas Lulav. All over the world is only the first day. Yantem Shena Shal Golias, the first 2 days. And Kol Shiva is a mitzvah Netilas Lulav. So you need Shalachem all 7 days. And Ramban says, no, the two unrelated mitzvahs. One is Netilas Lulav Kachtam, one is Usmachtam. So for the mitzvah, Ulakachtam Lochem has to be Mishalachem. Usmachtam, you don't need Shalachem. Why do you need Hadar? No, because the Torah's Kohanim has a drasha. Usmachtam, lefnei Hashem alakechem. Shiva Hashem lefnei Hashem alakechem means in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how you know Lulav Nito Kol Shiva in the Beis HaMikdash. So there it says, Usmachtam, and the Torah's Kohanim has a drasha. Bameh, how do you do Usmachtam? With the Dalad Minim. So you need the Dalad Minim, should be Hadar, because otherwise it's not called Dalad Minim. That's a Din HaChepzah. But you don't need Shalachem, because Shalachem is not the different Chepza. It's a relationship between the person and the item. Hegdish is Taka Din and Chepza. Hegdish means it has not just that it belongs to Hegdish. It has properties of Hegdish. It's a Din and Chepza. And when they divided Chalukas, Heretz Yisrael, first they divided L'Shvatim, then they divided L'Mishpachas, then they divided L'Yechidim. So the Chalukah L'Shvatim accomplished that this area is called Chelko Shel Yehuda, and that's called Chelko Shel Binyamin. That's a Chal Hashem in the Chepza. Unlike normal ownership is a relationship you have to it. But just like Hegdish is a din in the Chepza has Kedushas Hegdish, like a Neder is an Issa Chepza. So Chalukah L'Shvatim is also in the Chepza. This is called Chelko Shel Yehuda, that's called Chelko Shel Binyamin. So that, right, so Rab Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam quotes a Shitim Kubetzes in Perik Beis Kur. Whoever learns Perik Beis Kur. Beis Kur is right before boring Perik. It's the Daf Yomi people learn. Okay. But in Yeshivas, they don't learn it. In Yeshivas, they start from the beginning of Bava Basra, they go as far as they can. Then they start for Yesh Nechlin. They don't learn Beis Kur. So Rab Chaim quotes a Shitim Kubetzes on Perik Beis Kur, where they quote a Ravid. That the Gemara says, when they made the Chalukah in Eretz Yisrael on the days of Yeshua ben Nun, it was Alpi Urim Betumim, so he says the Urim Betumim is only on the first step, on the Chalukah L'Shvatim. When they made the Chalukah on the Mishpachas and the Chalukah L'Yechidim, that was plain Diri Mamanis, that wasn't Alpi Urim Betumim. Only the first step was considered Issa the Heter, so that was Alpi Urim Betumim also. They would had a Goyrel, and they would draw a lot, and then the Urim Betumim would say, it's Oyla, the coin would stick his hands in whoever it was that was doing it, maybe Yeshua ben Nun, I forgot already. He would stick his hand in one, there would be one box, and he would pull out one girl, and then pick out another girl, they divided Eretz Yisrael. So the Urim Tumim would say, he's picking Shevet Yisachar, and he's going to get this Chaluk. So it corresponded to the Hagrala. It was done al pi Goro, but also al pi Urim V'Tumim. So this Stimin min HaShemayim, that the Goro was authentic, was only on the Chalukah L'Shvotim. That's how the Ravid is quoted in the Shitim Lubez. That's Rab Chaim quotes this Ravid in the Sefer on the Rambam. So to answer this Kasha, Tosis asked the Kasha, why was the Mizbech HaChitza missing the whole Yisod over here? So the Gemara says the reason why is because you can't even have an inch of the Mizbech Bechel Koshel Yehud, everything has to be Bechel Koshel Binyamin. So they ask, but that's only Nicha if you hold Yerushalayim Nischalka L'Shvatim. We assume La'aloch Yerushalayim was learning Nischalka L'Shvatim. So why was it missing this whole part? So Tosis throws their hands up and they don't know. So they say it must have been Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that it should be missing, like that diagram that you pointed out on Nun Gimel and based on the Rashi, that it's not a perfect script. So funny looking Mizbech, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So Rav Soloveitchik said a different teretz. Others say the name of Rav Chaim, the same answer. Others say the name of Belvel, or that's from the family. So the Tfusas Habayis of the family. So Rav Soloveitchik said that this, the first aspect of Nischalka L'Shvatim took place on Yerushalayim also. That this is called Chalkel Shel Yehud, and that's called Chalkel Shel Binyamin. And that was Chal in the Heftza of the area of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why and we mentioned the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin has a Machlek Zabiechon and Mishlokish. What's the din in the days of Yeshua ben Nun when they made the Chalukah? L'shvatim, does it make sense? Cholkim erachas l'shnei shvatim? Or ain't cholkim erachas l'shnei shvatim? Do you draw the line right in the middle of the city? Or do you go on top of the city, below the city? It doesn't make sense to draw the line in the middle. Sometimes you'll have a city that was founded. Originally, the lines drawn between one shevet and the other didn't go through the city. But the city kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So half of the city is in the shevet, half of the city is not shevet. It is possible to have a city that's half in one shevet, half in the other shevet. But the machlekes was initially when they made the Chalukah L'Shvatim, would it make sense to draw the line cutting through in the middle of a city? So it's a machlekes habyechon mishlokish, once in the history of the world. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, how did they do the Chalukah? Maybe it'll be a nafkimina losilava. Maybe they'll make a new Chalukah losilava. That's how it says in Yecheskel. That losilava, there'll be a new Chalukah. It's not going to be the same Chalukah that it was in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Okay, so maybe the machlekes will be relevant then, whether cholkim irachas l'shnei shvatim or not. Going to be difficult because Eretz Yisrael is built up so much. All the cities flow into each other. So how are they ever going to divide anything? A lot of people never say Tfilas Aderech when they travel in Eretz Yisrael or here in New Jersey. One city flows into the other. It's all Alpidin. It's all one big city. The houses are continuous. They just arbitrarily say Atkan is Bergenfield and here is Teaneck and this is Englewood. It's all the same thing. It's all the Hemshech of houses the whole time. So how are you going to make a Chalukah L'Sidol? I don't know. So on that Gemara, it's a machlokes of Yechon Mishlokish, where the cholkim irachas l'shnei shvatim or not. So the Tosfos writes over there that Yerushalayim for sure was nischalka l'shvatim, half was shevet Yehuda, half was shevet Binyam. So we explain, Tosfos doesn't explain it, we explain because it has to be like that. Yerushalayim had a double status. It was the capital of Eretz Yisrael. And it was also the makom of the Beis HaMikdash, Yikochim Kalim in Yerushalayim. So it had half of the city had to be Bechel Kishol Yehuda. Because of the Malchus, the government offices have to be Bechel Kishol Yehuda. Because of the Din Lo Yosef Shevet Mehuda. That's the Tzavoye or the Brocha of Yankov Avinu. The Ramban calls it Tzavoye Sazoke. Ramban says that the Chashmonoim were Chassidi Elyon. They're very holy people, but they violated Tzavoye Sazoke and they violated the instructions of Yankov Avinu. And they were Kohanim, and they took over the Malchus, and the Malchus is supposed to be reserved for Shevet Yehuda. So that's why their kingdom didn't last, because it was Sholoi Kedin. They had no right. Pointed out, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Rambam seems to disagree, because the Rambam writes the story of Hanukkah. Rambam doesn't write the story of Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, that's in Chumash. He doesn't write the story of Purim, that's in Tanakh. The Rambam writes, if you read the Tanakh and you read my Sefer, you know all there is to know. So he only has to write the story of Hanukkah, because it does not appear in Tanakh. So in Hilchus Hanukkah, he writes the whole story of Hanukkah. So he says the Chashmonoim were victorious in battle, and then they established a government, Min HaKohanim. So it sounds like that's a wonderful thing. Ve'emidu Malchus Min HaKohanim, not a Chisorin. Ramban says that was a mistake that the Chashmonoim made. He said they were Chassidi Elyon, but they made a mistake. Aminu Melech Min HaKohanim was Shaloi Kedin. The Rambam is explaining why they had a right to establish a Yontav, that it was a good thing that Aminu Melech Min HaKohanim. So apparently the Rambam thinks that it's not a Chizorn. It was a Maila, because the Kohanim were in charge of religious observance. Kohanim were always there. They're the rabbis. They're supposed to be the Manhigim of Kol Zah, the Talmid HaChachamim. Whenever you have a Sanhedrin, Lachatchil is supposed to be Memane Kohanim Olavim. So the Rambam holds that that was a Maila. That is, it's not such an Issa. Anyway. Yeah. It was a bracha. The Ramban takes it that it wasn't just a bracha. It was a tzavuas hazakin. It was instructions from Yaakov Avinu, and they violated the instruction. The Ramban probably holds that it's not an isa. So again, so Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. Why was it missing this part of the mizbeach? If you hold on, it's chalka l'shvatim. What reason could it be? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, no. When they made the Chalukah l'shvatim, there were two parts to it. One was to label this area, unlike private ownership, which is not in Cheftz, only Hekdesh is in the Cheftz. But over here, when you divide Eretz Yisrael, that's called Chalukah Shal Yehuda, that's called Chalukah Shal Zvulun, that's called Chalukah Shal Yisachar, and so on. So when they divided the first step of Chalukah l'shvatim, that was done even on Yerushalayim. They had to, in order to have the government offices b'chalkos shel Yehuda, in order to have the mizbech b'chalkos shel Binyamin. That was set up, that was the plan from the days of Yaakov Avinu. But then, normally, there's a second step in this chalko l'shvatim. When you made the chalukah l'shvatim, not just that this chevtze is labeled as chalkos shel Yehuda, chalkos shel Binyamin. Because it's chalkos shel Yehuda, so therefore Shevet Yehuda gets a private ownership on it. Doesn't belong to the rest of Kol Yisrael. It belongs to Shevet Yehuda, and then we're going to divide it l'mishpachas and divide it further l'yechidim. So that's the machlokes hatanaim. Whether Yerushalayim was in Schalka l'shvatim only in the first step, or even in the second step in Dini Mamonos. So we pass and learn in Schalka l'shvatim, but it doesn't mean learn in Schalka klal or klal. The first step, it wasn't in Schalka l'shvatim. And the second step, the second step in Dini Mamonos, that was not. So Gemara says, what's an afkamina alocha lamaisa in Megillah? What's an afkamina? What the neschalka l'shvatim or not? There are quite a few afkaminas. So one of the afkaminas is when the early begolim came to Yerushalayim to the Yer Atika, and they sleep over in someone's home, does the other fellow have a right to charge him rent? So if he sleeps on my bed, so that's a further shayla and tanoim. Maybe have a right to charge him because he's using my bed. Let's say he's sleeping on the floor. So he's sleeping on the floor, he's just sleeping, let's say, mamash on the ground, sleeping on the floor, on the ground. If he's sleeping on the second story, the third story, so maybe the floor belongs to me. Yerushalayim lanas chalka l'shvatim, but maybe the wood of the floor belongs to me. I built it, I paid for it, whatever, maybe it's mine. But let's say mamash sleeps on the ground. So that's the Gemara says. If it's privately owned, then you have a right to charge rent. If it's not privately owned, what right do you have to charge rent?
I mean, is that similar to Malum Hayuschar Levim, the Machlokas, on whether in the Ir Miklat the Rotzeach would have to pay rent? Is that similar? There's a Machlokas there, I think, Rabbi Yehuda or Shimon.
This should be related?
Because, like, to be clear, it was like.
Malum Schar, the din is he has to stay there. So there's room to argue the point. How can you charge him rent? The halacha says he has to live in the Ori
Mikvah. Here too, yes, they have to go to Ole Regal.
I can go to Ole Regal and then I can have a house chutz l'Yerushalayim. You need lina.
There's a distinction between the six Ori Mikvah and the others.
With respect to?
In the six, you can't charge him rent, but in the other 42. The other 42, they can charge
him rent. Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't think... The Ori Halvim did belong to the Levim. They did belong to the Levim. So what's the din? You may charge rent over there.
In the 42. But
the 42 did belong to the Levim. And the 6 didn't belong to the Levim.
No, I think they also.
It's also a shayla. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, when he quotes the dinim of Irani Dachas, so he says, Yerushalayim can't become an Irani Dachas because it says in the Pasuk, there's a brisa in Perek Merubah, the end of Perek Merubah, where it lists off Asor Dinim Nemra Bi Yerushalayim, all the 10 differences between Yerushalayim and any other city in Eretz Yisrael. So one of the differences is that Ein Anasas Irani Dachas. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, when you will find out, when you will discover that there's a city in Eretz Yisrael, where the majority of the people worship Tavid Azaris, and then you have to burn down the whole city. So the Pasuk sounds like a city which belongs to you. Something like that. So that excludes Yerushalayim. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he quotes all the dinim of Yemei Dachas, that not only is Yerushalayim learning Chalka the Shvatim, therefore ain't Nasim Yemei Dachas, he writes all the Ori Miklot are not Nasim Yemei Dachas. So the Ravid understood the Rambam that the reason why is because learning Chalka the Shvatim, because the Ori Miklot don't belong to any Shevet. The Ori Miklot were designated in advance that they were never Neschalka L'Shvatim. So it's the same as Yerushalayim. So the Rabbi asks, where in the world did he get this idea from? The Ori Miklot were Neschalka L'Shvatim. So there's a little sefer that's called Toldos Adam. It's the biography of Rabbi Zalman Halev Volozhiner. That was the younger brother of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner. So they have their different vertloch that he said. So this is one of the things that he pointed out, that the mocker of this Rambam is a Sifrei Zuta. The Rambam every so often gives a halacha that doesn't appear in the Gemara, doesn't appear in the normal Sifrei and Sifro. This one appears in the Sifrei Zuta. Sifrei Zuta is the base Madrasha Shol Rebbe Shmuel. The regular Sifrei Sifro, Mechilta, Mishnayis, is Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, the base Madrasha Shol Rabbi Akiva, and they're written in Hebrew. And the Sifrei Zuta is more Aramaic than the regular Sifrei. Basically written in an Aramaic blend of Hebrew, and it represents different shittas. So whenever the Sifrei Zuta contradicts the Sifrei, so we usually pass like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Shmuel. But whenever it doesn't contradict, there's a new din. So the Rambam will often quote dinim. Rashi ever so often will quote the Sifrei b'panim acheros, a Sifrei in a different style language. That's the Sifrei Zuta. That's Mibes and Joshua Shereb Shmuel. So that's a shaila, whether is that the pshat in the Sifrei Zuta, that the six are imiklot, v'loin is chalko l'shvatim, and that's why it's not Nasa Zimini Dachas? Or is it a different halacha? So they're a separate halacha. Yerushalayim is not Nasa Zimini Dachas, because it's not l'rishto, it's not loin is chalko l'shvatim. Maybe the Ori Miklot one is chalko l'shvatim. And it's a different halacha that they can't become an Irini Dachas.
Didn't Rabbi say in a different context that all of Israel is a Morasha as opposed to Yerusha, and therefore you should say that about all the cities, that none of them, we don't have the right to change anything, that Morasha by Torah and Eretz Yisrael, that we don't have the right to change anything, you have to pass it down.
We don't have a right to sell it away, to surrender our sovereignty over it, because it's not for sale. Not only, you can't, the Chumash has a din. A private person can sell ownership. Can the Jewish people decide collectively, we'll all decide together, want to sell Eretz Yisrael to the Arabs, we're all going to move to Texas or to whatever, Vermont. So that's why we say there is no such parsha in the Torah. The Torah doesn't give Klal Yisrael the right to sell our sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael. That's called the Morasha. Morasha, it's not just the Yerusha. Yerusha, if I Yerusha $1 million, I can gamble it all away. I can throw the money in the air. I can burn the money if I want. And Eretz tells them, Morasha means you're not allowed to do that. You have to see what they transmit it to the next generation. Anyway, this was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion, that the machlokes whether Yerushalayim and Eschalka L'Shvatim is on the second step, on the Dini Mamonis, but on the first step, that it was labeled as Chelka Shal Yud, Chelka Shal Biyam, that everybody agrees that it was labeled.
How could it be machlokes with the Neschalko? Couldn't you tell from the people living there how it originated? Where are you from? How did you get this?
I don't know. The Chasam Sofer and the Chuvis is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara says in Yesh Nechlin, every Shevet got another piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. There's Machlokes Rashi and the Ramban on Chumash. Did they give each Shevet equal value of, let's say one Shevet had a much larger population than another Shevet. Let's say one Shevet had twice as big a population as the other Shevet. So did each shevet get the same value of karka? So whoever belongs to the shevet that had half the population gets twice an amount of real estate. Well, no, they gave each shevet an area that corresponded with its population. So every person got approximately the same. So that's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Okay, on Chumash. Machlokes and Ashad, how to read the Gemara, and Yesh Nechum, Shit Mekubetzes, has a whole area. How do you read the Gemara? So then the Gemara says, when they were calculating how much the areas are worth, so those areas that are closer to Yerushalayim were more valuable than those areas that were further away. So that's part of the calculation. Whoever has an area close to Yerushalayim is more valuable. Why is it more valuable? So obviously, because they're going to build a base on Bigadosh in Yerushalayim, everybody's going to have to be Oyle Regel, so if you live right next door, so you'll save yourself a lot of money. You won't have to travel a long distance. Well, you won't have to travel to be Oyle Regel, you won't have to travel to bring the Maaseh Sheni. You live just a 10-minute walk away. So that's what the Chassam Sofer is. How can there have been a Sofek in the days of David HaMelech? Where are you supposed to build a base on Bigadosh? So David HaMelech, the Gemara says in Zvachim, David HaMelech originally thought to build a Beis HaMikdash in Ein Itim, a different location. It's the highest elevation above the sea level in Eretz Yisrael, Ein Itim. So he thought that's more bekovedik. Kamp Tovi Alisa. Eretz Yisrael Gavai Mikol HaRotzes, and Yerushalayim Gavai Mikol Eretz Yisrael. So he thought you got to build it in Ein Itim. Then the Novi, the Halacha says, L'shichna Sidushu Uvasa Shama, the Pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. So the Sifrei says, I'm not possible. L'shich nesidushu. First you should try to, the Talmid Chacham should try to pilpul out, try to figure out on their own, where are we supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash? After they come to a conclusion, then they should consult the Navi, Drosh Alpi Navi, and ask the Navi whether their conclusion corresponds to the Din. So that's what David HaMelech did. So David HaMelech figured out Alpi Pilpuloi, that they come to Be'alisa, Beis HaMikdash Gevoy, Mikol Eretz Yisrael, so it should be on the location with the highest elevation above the sea level. That's Ein Itim. So then the Gemara says, he told his Chiddush, told the Shtikl Torah to the Navi. Navi said, wrong. That Bank Seif of Shochein, Bank Seif of Shochein, the Shechin is not going to be on top of, how does the Pasuk say, Bank Seif of Shochein? By Binyamin. How does that Pasuk begin? That's the other one. I remember already how the pasuk begins. So the Gemara says David HaMelech thought it should be the highest elevation above the head is the highest elevation, and then the Navi told Moshe Rabbeinu, no, Bank Seif of Shochein, you have to go down a little bit, don't build the Beis HaMikdash in Ein Itim, build it in Yerushalayim. So, right, so Chafeif Alav Kol Hayom sounds like on top of the head of the animal. You're talking about an animal or a person. So David HaMelech thought you should build the Beis HaMikdash, the highest elevation. So the Navi told him, no, you should go down a little bit. So that's what the Chassam Sofer is bothered with Akasha. How could David HaMelech not have known? How could they not have known? It was Yerushalayim Lonis Chalka L'Shvatim from day number one. Why was it Lonis Chalka L'Shvatim? Wasn't because they were going to build the Beis HaMikdash there. That's not Ein Itim. It's going to be Yerushalayim. That's number one. Then he asked number two, Atzveita Kasha. In the days of Yishuv Ben Nun, when they were dividing Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara says in Yesh Nochlin, that those areas that were further away, whoever lives in Yericho, or whoever lives, Mitzpe Yericho, whatever, whoever lives in Kiryat Shmona, so far away from Yerushalayim, so the real estate there was worth less. And those who lived closer to Yerushalayim, the real estate was worth more. Why was it worth more? If it's closer to Yerushalayim. Wasn't that obvious from day number one? They always knew that they're going to build a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So how can it be that David HaMelech didn't know? That's what the Chassam Sofer asks. So it could well be that was the real reason. The Gemara says the real reason why Yerushalayim lan eschalka l'shvatim is because we require Hamokim Mishiv Hashem Mikol Shivtechem. That's where the Beis HaMikdash has to be Mikol Shivtechem. And that was the machlokes hatanoim. How does one fulfill mikol shivtechem? Does it have to belong to Klal Yisrael? Is it good enough if they'll collect money from all the shvatim and buy up this area from Yehuda and Yamin? That'll make it into mikol shivtechem. That was the machlokes. But that was the real reason why Yerushalayim is lan eschalka l'shvatim. But it could be that That was in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. That was a few hundred years later when David HaMelech, over 300 years later, when David HaMelech is interested in building the Beis HaMikdash. And maybe this was forgotten. Wasn't forgotten that learners Chalkel HaShvatim, and wasn't forgotten that the real estate closer to Yerushalayim is more valuable. That was the Poyel Mamish, that was in front of their eyes every day. But the reason for it was forgotten. So maybe they thought, and David HaMelech thought, the reason why Yerushalayim is learners Chalkel HaShvatim is like in the United States, that Washington is in D.C. It doesn't belong, Washington is the capital, and it doesn't belong to Maryland or to Delaware, or whatever the two states are that border over there. It's not part of the either state. They want that the capital should be. So maybe in the days of David HaMelech, the reason was forgotten, the fact was remembered, that Yerushalayim is learners Chalkel HaShvatim, and the real estate was more valuable the closer it was to Yerushalayim. But they forgot the reason why. They didn't realize that's because of the Beis HaMikdash, HaMakim Shivcha Hashem. So David HaMelech thought he can build the Beis HaMikdash in Ein Etam, which is outside of Yerushalayim. He thought the reason why was because that's going to be the capital of Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's learned as Chalkel HaShvatim. And since the White House is going to be in Yerushalayim, the palace of the king, and the government offices are going to be in Yerushalayim, and they're going to have a king. He was the first big king over itself, Shaul HaMelech, and David HaMelech was the real king for the Malchus Beis David. So he thought at that time, that's why Yerushalayim is learned as Chalkel HaShvatim. That's why it's more valuable the closer you are to Yerushalayim. Anyway, this was the vort that I wanted to say yesterday from Rav Soloveitchik about the answer to Tesis Kasha. Why was it missing that part of the Mizbeach? If we assume that Allah Yerushalayim learns Chalkel HaShvatim. So he said, no, everyone agrees. The first step of Nischalka L'Shvatim, everyone agrees that it was Nischalka, that's called Chalka Shal Yehuda, and that's called Chalka Shal Minyam. The Al-Machlek is only on the second step, that whatever Shevet, whatever it's Chalka Shal Yehuda, so that becomes the Dini Mominus of that Shevet. So if you hold Nischalka L'Shvatim, so that didn't happen there. Yeah, and that's a question in the Ori Mikla. That's a question in the Ori Mikla. Did the Sifrei Zuta mean to say that the six Ori Mikla belong as Chalkel HaShvatim? That's why they're not Nasim Yemeni Dachas. Or is it a separate halacha? But they weren't as Chalkel HaShvatim. So the Ravid argues with the Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah. He just says he never heard of such a din. Why should you say Lon as Chalkel HaShvatim? So I think the Chidor has such a comment. The minig used to be, Chidor lived in Eretz. Chidor was born in Eretz Yisrael, lived in Eretz Yisrael a lot. Then he became a Meshulach. He used to travel around Europe to raise money for the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael in the 1700s. So he writes that the minig was that the Hebron was under Goyish control. So the din is that one sees Or Yehuda B'chobonim. Or Yehuda B'chobonim means even if you have a lot of Jews living there, but it's under non-Jewish control. So in the days of the Chidor, in the 1700s, it was under control of the Arabs. So the din is you're supposed to rip Kriya, or Yehuda B'chobonim is supposed to rip Kriya. So the minig was they didn't rip Kriya. So the shout is, why not? Why don't they rip Kriya on Hebron? So the Chidor suggests, maybe he's saying that's what they used to say, that it's not Or Yehuda. Since Hebron is one of the six Ori Miklot, the Ori Miklot, according to the Rambam, alone is Chalkel HaShvatim. And it's Chalkel HaShvatim, so it's not Chalkel Shal Yehuda. So it's not called Or Yehuda B'chobonim. Is that correct? Here you have a whole section, let's say, you have Eretz Yisrael. This whole section is called Eretz Yehuda. And there's one city in the middle that's Lanes Chalkel HaShvatim. Lanes Chalkel HaShvatim means it doesn't belong to Shevet Yehuda. Like the Beis HaMikdash was, Yerushalayim was in the middle of Eretz Yehuda. Part, it was on the border. Part was in Eretz Yehuda, part was in Eretz Binyamin. And you say, Lanes Chalkel HaShvatim, even though part was in Eretz Yehuda, but indeed in Mamanus it didn't belong to Shevet Yehuda. Then you're going to say over here, it's not called Or Yehuda B'chobonim because Shevet Yehuda didn't acquire ownership. L'chaira, Or Yehuda B'chobonim means Eretz Yehuda, that area is called Eretz Yehuda. Eretz Yehuda it is. It is part of, it was Nischal Kol HaShvatim when they get to the Chal Hashem. It's called Eretz Yehuda. You say like Rav Soloveitchik, the Chidor himself is not happy with that voice. That the reason why they didn't rip Kriya on Hebron is because of one of the Ori Miklot, and according to the Rambam, it's not Nasa. Even Yidach was learned in Chalkel HaShvatim, and therefore it's not called Ori Yehuda B'chobonim. He himself is not happy with that pshetl.
Isn't it the
Beis
Yosef possible that we don't rip Kriya for Ori Yehuda anyway, it's only Ori Yerushalayim?
Lo nachon. We rip Kriya on Ori Yehuda B'chobonim.
Ori Yerushalayim.
we rip on Yerushalayim v'Chorbanoi also.
It's not a machlokes that the Bach says only.
I don't remember at all. I thought there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, a din in the Gemara, a din in Shulchan. Yeah, Reb Kriya. When the Israeli government gave over Beis Lechem to the Palestinian Authority, so one of the rabbonim said it. When the chief rabbi said it, Amar Chalio said, "Now we have to rip Kriya." So they took it as a political statement. He wasn't a politician. He didn't understand what politics was. He just knew learning. Amar Chalio was a holy tzaddik. He said, "Now it's Ori Yehuda b'Chorban. Beis Lechem is an Eretz Yehuda." And then if it's under Jewish control, so then it's Bibinyonim. If it's under Arab control, then it's Bichorbanim. That's what he said.
People lived in Yerushalayim when it came to Yovel, so that they didn't have to, there was no original Chalukah.
Right.
So you,
there is no stay Yahuza.
So,
I mean, how does anybody, why can't I check him out of his house?
Yeah, and
if it belongs to all the Klal Yisrael, how come I have a mechutna who lives there? Why can't I chase him out of his house? Yeah.
If it didn't return, it was obvious that it wasn't Nishalite, right? In other words,
right?
It was not from the original Yerusha.
You mean by the days of David HaMelech, so many Yovelists came.
Yeah.
So he realized that they're not giving it back to the original owner. If you all learn a schalkal shvatim, then you can't sell. Then you can't sell Yerushalayim. So how can anybody insist I want to live here? So mistamis kol hakodim zocha. Let's say the streets of the city belong to the municipality. So I'm going to walk on the street. And another guy, I'm walking on the street. Another guy is going to say, "Get out of here." He's going to chase me. I say, I have a right to walk here. It belongs to the municipality. Whoever comes first has a right to use the street. To walk on the streets. So the same over here. And Yerushalayim, learn is chalka l'shvatim, and there's no private ownership. So you can't build any houses at all. No. Kol ha'kodim zocha. Whoever wants to build a house and live there. Kol ha'kodim, whoever comes first will have the right to live there. So they would die, they would leave it to their children. The children have that zchus. But they couldn't sell it to someone else because the karka doesn't really belong to them. Why can't they sell the zchus to live there? Maybe they could. I don't know. But they probably have a schus. The other regon can't come and chase out the guy who's been living there his generation after generation. Anyway, that's why I left out yesterday about the Yerushalayim learn eschal kol shvatim. Then I wanted to mention also, yesterday I said over the Gemara Nun Vav Amar Aleph, the famous Gemara. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyah Sachama. So the long thesis there is bothered with the kasha. What do you need a pasuk dam nifsal b'shkiyah sachama after shkiyah? Starts right away. Beinashmashes sofik laila. You can't be zorek dam balaila. It's halacha. You can't do avoda. The dalar avoda is adam. The dalar avoda is by the mincha. They're parallel to the dalar avoda is adam. By the korbanos, you can't do those balaila. So if a person brought a korban by yom and he wasn't yet zorik the dam, he can't be zorik the dam balayla because biyom tzavos and la'akrav his korban aim. Then he's going to wait till tomorrow morning, so the dam will already be nifsal balina. So of course he can't be zorik it on the mizbech. So what did the Gemara need a new pasuk for? Then I know this already from the other pasuk that says biyom tzavos and la'akrav his korban aim and put it together with the din of lina, it'll be nifsal balina. Unless you say that's a suffix in the Gemara. Is there a din of lina if you left the dam b'rosh shel mizbech? Let's say I did kabbalas adam in a klisharis, and instead of being zerek the dam on the mizbech, I put the cup on top of the mizbech, and it was there all night long. I didn't put it in the refrigerator. I left it on top of the mizbech. So there is a din hamizbech mekadeish. If you put psulei korbanos on the mizbech, it's nasa lachma shel mizbech, lachma shel ishim. We were discussing a little bit yesterday. That din of hamizbech mekadesh. So the Gemara has a suffering. Maybe the mizbech is mekadesh sheirim also. The din of hamizbech mekadesh is that if you makriv a korban pasul imolo lo yerdo, you leave it on the mizbech. Normally there's an iser to be zorik dam of, even if you hold achul mazar lav deraisa, there's no iser to pour soda on the mizbech, and there's no iser to put a salami sandwich on the Mizbech to burn it, even though it's chulin. No isa to put chulin on, just an isa de rabbanon, not an isa de raisa. But there is an isa, the Tosiyantum says he doesn't know where the pasuk is. But it's muchach in the Mishnah is like that. There is an isa to be maktir, or to be makriv, to be zorik dam, of a pasul of korban on the Mizbech. That for sure is an isa. So the din in Mordor Leyer, there was a din b'di'evid the Mizbech as Mekadosh. So the Mordor has a suffix lina ma'al shetol b'rosh Hashem Mizbech. Let's say if you leave a murim over till alos ha'shachar, so it's nifsal b'lina. But if I didn't leave the murim on the floor, I left them on top of the Mizbech, but I didn't throw them in the fire, or I have dam, the dam is nifsal b'shkiyas ha'hama, so I wasn't zarek the dam before the shkia. I left the cup, klisharis, but the dam, b'rosh Hashem Mizbech, I didn't do this rika. So do you say maybe the Mizbech is mekadosh ksherim, that it doesn't become nifsal b'lina, just like it's mekadosh psulim, Mizbech mekadosh psulim with respect to emolu l'yerdo, maybe it's mekadosh ksherim, that is mutar l'chatchila tibizark. So if you say like that, then we understand what the pasuk is needed for. Dam nifsal b'shkia sacham. When it comes shkia, it becomes pasul. Okay? Once it becomes pasul, so you're not allowed to be zarek on the Mizbech. If you will be zarek, it's a bit of yebin and mobile b'yerda, but you won't say l'chatchila. So that's what Taisa says to Akasha. And then Taisa says, maybe that's the answer. Maybe if you left the dam, if one should assume that Lina Einam Elis Barosh Hashem Mizbech, maybe that's the terrors. I need the pasuk to tell me even I left the klisharis with the dam on top of the Mizbeah, and it won't become nifsal b'lina, but it becomes nifsal b'shkia. So that's what the Tosis discusses. So Tosis gave a different answer. Tosis gave the answer that after the shkia, the first 3 mil and a quarter, it's vadayom according to the shitas Rabbi Natama, and then the Bein Hashmash is on the list shlosha revei mil. That's the Bein Hashmasha. So one would have thought that you can't do avodah balayla. That's balayla. But the first 55 minutes after the shkia, it's still vadayom. So I would have thought you can do this because adam. So kamash no dam and nifsal b'shkia sacham. That's what Tosis says. Yeah. So the Shagas Aryeh.
Is he the
Bismah
Gemara in
Oryo? No, this is the Gemara in Vav and Menal. Right.
No,
whenever you do an avodah bein hashmashos, it'll be a safik yam, safik lanz, it'll be a safik whether it's kosher. So here, Tosis claims. How can it be vaday? What if he did zrikas hadam during bein hashmashos?
That's what it looks like. Yeah.
I don't know. The Pasha says it'll be a suffix. What do you do if you have a suffix, whether Korban is kosher or not? That's that person brings a chatos, and they did this because Adam in an oifen, that's a suffix. So you're not allowed to bring chatos, not bo ben edu and adova. You're not allowed to bring a chatos ben edu and adova. So you say, suffix deraisa l'chumra. Which way l'chumra? L'chumra bring another Korban, or l'chumra don't bring another Korban, because it's an Isar chulim bazara. Which way do you go l'chumra? So the Rambam usually paskins that whenever there's a sofik, he says, b'di'evad yoytze, b'di'evad you leave it the way it is. That you say sofik, deraisa l'chumra, not to bring another korban, if it's not bob and adam and adam. So you assume that you were yoytze the first time. That's a different shaila. All this fake is in the Gemara. Whenever the Gemara has a take, or the Gemara has a sofik about the psuli akorbanus, so are you supposed to paskin? Are you supposed to l'chumra? Which way is l'chumra? Yes, to bring another one on, not to bring another one. The Rambam always paskins that b'di'evad you don't bring another one. So on this famous Tosis Kasha, what do you need a pasuk to say dam nifsal b'shkia sachama after shkia is going to be bein hashmashas the way we usually assume after shkia is right away bein hashmashas. So Tosis gave their answer. It's vadayom for 3.5 mil, 3.25 mil. That's Tosis' answer. But if you all not like Tosis, you all like the good. What do you do with the Gemara and Pesachim? The Gemara say that right away at Shkia is bein hashmashas, and shlosha rivi mil is already tzeis hakocham. But the Gemara says that Tzeisa Kocham is Dalad Milan. The Gemara Pesachim, the ninth paragraph, says Tzeisa Kocham is the amount of time that it takes to walk Dalad Milan after the Shkia. So how can you say that the Bein HaShemash begins right away? So the Gaonim answer this, and the Tshuvas HaGaon, they say no. The context of the Gemara there is, the Gemara is establishing what's called Derech Rechoika. If a person is B'derech Rechoika, even if he told them, bring a Korban Pesach on my behalf, the Pasha B'Shat Derech Rechoika is established at the time of Chatzos. The Rambam has all different sheet. But Rashi says, Derech Rechoika is established, where are you at Chatzos on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? So if you are so far away from Yerushalayim, more than Tesvav Mil away, from Yerushalayim, you draw a circle around Yerushalayim, and the radius is Tesvav Mil. Menamadim Milifnim is Derech Kroiva, Menamadim Milachutz is Derech Rechoika. Where did they come up with that shir? Menamadim Milifnim, Menamadim Milachutz. Because the normal traveler, at least in the days of the Tanakh, in the days of the Beis HaMikdosh, used to travel by foot. And how far can you travel if you travel all day long? So if you're within one day's distance from Yerushalayim, then it's called, if you'll arrive on the same day, then it's called Derech Kroiva. What is that Negea? Where is it? Din Bomi Makam Kar Bomi Makam Rochim. So that's Negea Tavelus. The Gemara says, if the family is sitting Shiva, and it's already the fifth day, the sixth day, the morning of the seventh day, and somebody comes, one of the children comes, they didn't have telephones, he didn't even know that anybody died. He comes to the house and he finds out that the whole family is in Yeshiva, that the father died. So the din is, money mohim. If he came, mimakam karev, money mohim. If he comes, mimakam rochek, then that din doesn't apply. So what's the definition of makam karev, makam rochek? So the Rif and the Taisus quotes from the Sefer, Halachas Gedolos, that makam karev means if he was so close, when they started the Shiva, he was so close that he could have arrived if he would have walked in one day. And Makam Rochek means that when the Shiva began, he was more than Derech Rechoika away. When it comes to the original din of Derech Rechoika by Korban Pesach, there it only depends on less than a half a day, because the Chi of Korban Pesach begins at Chatzos, and you can't be Makrav the Korban Pesach after Shkia. So we don't take into consideration how far can a person travel walking by foot from Alos HaShachar till Tzeisah Kacham. You only take it into consideration from Chatzos until Shkia. So the Gemara says that that is the amount of time that it would take a person to walk 15 mil. But how much you travel the whole day, the Gemara says it's 40 mil. So there the Gemara talks about from Alos HaShachar till Tzeisah Kachovim. The Gemara is talking Tzeisah Kachovim, not the halacha of Tzeisah Kachovim when it's Vaday Laila. Gemara is talking over there at Tzeisah Kachovim when the travelers go to sleep, when they stop walking. So that's what the Gemara says. That says Kol HaKachovim. But Tzeisah Kachovim, that it's Vaday Laila, the Gemara says in Bava Madlikin, on the Mishnah of Savik HaShecha, Savik Erech HaShecha, the Gemara has the whole sugi there about Bein HaShmoshes. So the Gemara says, that's Gimel Kochavim Beinanim, is Tzeisah Kochavim for Laila. And this Gemara Mstochim that says Tzeisah Kochavim is 4 mil later, that says Kol HaKochavim, which is not this man for Tzeisah Kochavim Laila. Laila is way before, if the Gimel Rivimil after the Shkir. So what's the relevance of Tzeisah Kol HaKochavim? That's when the traveler stopped traveling. Rav Soloveitchik said he once discussed with the father, what's the maximum that you can make Tosefes Shabbos L'Achreha? Lefonera, the Ramoa quotes Rishonim that the maximum, you can't be Mekal B'Shabbos earlier than Plaga Mincha. What's the latest you can extend Shabbos? You can say Havdalah till Tuesday night. Because the first half of the week is L'Boso Shabbata, and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is Boso Shabbata, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is Mekami Shabbata. That's a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says in Gittin, it's a takana der Rabbanan, you have to put Zman in the get. So you should really put in that today is Wednesday. You have to say which Parshas HaShavua. Yom Dalet L'Seder, not necessarily to say B'Halo Yisrael. You have to say B'Ri B'Shabbos. Then you have to say however many days it is in the month. What is it? Tezayin. Tezayin Sivan today, I think. whatever it is, then you have to write Shnas Tov Shinayin Hei. You have to write the year. So what if you only wrote the year? I wrote a get and I only wrote the year. I wrote which Shemitah it is, which unit of 7 years it is. I didn't even write which year. I said in the 55th cycle of the Shemitahs that we have in Eretz Yisrael. I wrote a vague date. So the Gemara said, "Be the evidence good." A get chain bozman is possible with the Rabbanu be the evidence. If they might take this man to get and say, "Takana the Rabbanu that you need zman." So the Gemara says, even Lachatchid, you should write a very careful zman, meduyak. But if you wrote a poor zman, you didn't really explain well what the zman is. You wrote during the month of Sivan, Shnas Tov Shinayin Hei. You wrote during the year of Tov Shinayin Hei. You didn't pinpoint this, but the evidence is good. So what if you wrote Mikami Shabbata, Parshas Bahalo Yischa, Shnas Tov Shinayin Hei. So Mikami Shabbata means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if you wrote Lebosso Shabbata of Parshas Nosoi, that means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, after Shabbos Parshas Nosoi. So the Gemara there is talking about Losha Mani Adam, that Lebosso Shabbata is the first 3 days, and Mikami Shabbata is the last 3 days in the week. But the Gemara says also, you can say Kiddush up until Tuesday night. You can say Abdullah up until Tuesday night. So can you meet Baisa Mechoyla HaKadosh till Tuesday night? The Pashto says that certainly not. It doesn't make any sense. So that was the Shaila. What's the maximum you can do? So Rav Soloveitchik was discussing with his father. And then he said they found the Tshuvas HaGoyim that says part of it or all of it. I'm not sure. So he said they found in Tshuvas HaGoyim that the Goyim hold that Ben HaShemosh is his Gimel Rivei Mil after the Shkia. So what did the Gemara say? Dalid Milan? That says Kolach Rechav when you get to the travelers, when you get to the Koveya, who's called Derech Rechak, who's called Derech Kreivel. So it could well be that the maximum of Tosefes Shabbos is until Dalid Milan, until Tzeis Kolak Rechavim. Mi'ikir Adin Tzeis Gimel Kachavim Beidunian, and Tzeis Kolak Rechavim Dalid Milan is the maximum. But if you hold like the Rabbein Atam, that it's Vada Yoyim for the first 55 minutes, and then the last 18 minutes after that, of the Dalid Milan, that's the Ben HaShemoshes. So that's when Tzeis Kolak is Tzeis. Says Gimel Kacham Beinanim. You're judging Beinanim differently. There are thousands of stars already will appear. After that's what the Vilna Gaon says. Hachush Makrish. How can Rabbein Atam say that Says Kacham is Dalad Mil and after? And it's Vadayom. We see the sky is full of stars. Rabbein Atam holds, unless we'll reinterpret the Rabbein Atam. Unless we'll say he never meant what the Achrenim thought that he said. So if one should assume the Rabbein Atam really meant it, so he has a different degree. What's Kachavim Beinanim? And he thinks that the Dalad Milan is Gimel Kachavim Beinanim. So what's the maximum you can do Tosefes Shabbos? So that you thought, maybe Chatzos, maybe midnight. So according to the Goyim, the maximum is Dalad Milan. According to the Rabbein Atam, Dalad Milan is the real Tzeis of Kachavim. So then probably Chatzos would be the maximum. It's not Mestabit to say all night long. So you draw halfway in between one Yom and the other Yom. So midnight will be the cutoff point. That's the shadow that Rabbein Atam really said. There's so many kashas that simply doesn't make sense. Rabbi Talmud Chacham passed away this way, Rabbi Gettinger. See, he published, I think, 2 years ago, he published a little sefer where he felt that he proved conclusively that the Rabbein Atam never said it. Rabbein Atam said this, if the Rabbein Atam and the Vilna Gaon would be together in a room, they'd both say the same thing. He thinks that the Rabbein Atam never said that. He says it was a distortion of the Shitas Rabbein Atam by the Achroinim. They misunderstood what Rabbein Atam said. Okay. That's the thesis of the Sefer. I started reading it. You have to have patience. It's all Sefer. So he feels that he proved that point. Yeah, so what's the second thing that we want to talk about? Oh, yeah. So on this thesis, Kasha, on the involvement of Aleph, what do you need a pasuk to say? Dam nivsal b'shkia sachama. Even if the dam is not nivsal. After the shkia is ben hashmashas. So if it's been Ashmashes, Safik Yam, Safik Lai, they say, it can't be Zarek the Dam. Then you're going to leave the Dam till tomorrow morning. It'll be Nifsabalinas. Of course, you can't do anything. So Tosfos gave a suggestion, Vadayom, okay, according to this fancy Shita. Or another answer, if you hold, Ein Lina Ba'elis Barosha Shal Mizbeach, what if you left the Dam on top of the Mizbeach? wouldn't become nifsa belina, but am nifsa b'shkez l'chama would apply. So the Shach Zari gives a different answer. When he talks about this Tosa, he gives a different answer. He says, we mentioned yesterday, the Perek Be'Shamai, that's the fourth Perek, the Perek right before Zam Kama. So in Perek Be'Shamai, there's a machlokes b'shamim silum. A korban chatas l'chatili need four zrikas on the four kinds of hamizbeach. And b'di'evid, how many are the yikuvah? So that's the machlokes b'shamai say, two are me'akeh b'di'evid. And we pass on like b'silum, only one is me'akeh b'di'evid. So the Mishnah says, therefore, let's say somebody brought a korban chatas and he did one zrika on one corner of the mizbeach. Then when he does the second, the third, or the fourth zrika, he's supposed to do four zrikas. He has a machsheves pigul. He has a mind, the Kohanim going to eat the chatas next month. They're going to put it in the freezer, they're going to eat it next month. Or he has a mind to bezorg the dam on the mizbeach tomorrow. It will be nifsa belina. He has a mind, im heyachal yeyachal. Heyachal yeyachal goes echad achilos adam, vechad achilos hamizbeach. Achilos hamizbeach means you're going to burn the emurim if it's going to be nifsa belina. Or achilos adam, the Kohanim are going to eat, or the Israelim are going to eat the shlamim after this man achil is up. So if you had machsheves achilu chutz l'zmanai, then it becomes pigul. So the Mishnah says, what if he did the one zrika, kimitzvasa, and then he has the machsheves pigul when he does the second zrika? So Shammai would say, you need two zrikas liikuva. So that's part of the machaper. The first two zrikas are the machaper. So if you had machsheves pigul at any one of the Dalar Avodah Saddam, Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, and two Zrikas are the Ikuva, so that's the Machaper, so that would make it Pigul. But then he's the chorus, and Bisila would say no. According to Bisham, if you had Machshavah's Pigul on the third and the fourth Zrikas, it wouldn't make it Pigul, because the carbon is already finished. He didn't finish everything. Let's say bring a carbon Oilo. So he's supposed to do Haktaris Emurim. You bring a carbon Chata, he's supposed to do Haktaris Emurim on the carbon Chata also. Carbon Oilo is supposed to burn the whole thing. The environment, everything is supposed to burn. But that's not Mi'akeh b'di'evid. So you can't have a machsheves pigul to pass to the korban after the korban already was koriv kimitzvos, it's already kosher. So the way we pass on like Beis Hillel, that only one matana is likuva. So when you do the three zrikas with the machsheves pigul, it wouldn't pass on. So are you allowed to do the three zrikas done after the first zrika are different from the first zrika, b'negeh to Machsheves Pigul. The carbon is ready, Huchshar. Korib came at Sos when he did the first Zrika. So Machsheves Pigul wouldn't pass on the next three Zrikas. So maybe you're allowed to do the three Zrikas Balaila. Maybe it's like Haktoris Eimurim. There are Ravoides, Haktoris Eivarim. There are Ravoides, you can do Nisach Hayayim Balaila. And Chosman is Kafila Balaila. You just can't do the Dala Ravoides Adam. Shchita Kabbalah Aloha Zrika. The Dala Ravoides Adam, that are Liyikuvah. But maybe the Zrika Saddam of the three Matanas, maybe that can be done by Lala, maybe that's like Haktoris Emur. So the Gemara says earlier, not so. Where is that Gemara? In Perek Beis Shammai, obviously. It's going to be in Perek Beis Shammai. Here it is, Lamed Ches on the base, right smack in the middle of the Omad. There are two dots, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Sholosh matonos shebechatoos, the last three matonos according to Beis Hillel, the last three are not likuva. Ein boz balayla, oboz lachamisa. Achatu shemesa balayla becomes possible. You're not allowed to be makrav it, because ein kapor lamesa, ein kapor lamesa. The same thing an osham shemesa balayla also ein kapor lamesa. You can't be makrav it l'shem osham. The din is what do you do with the osham? What do you do? So that we discussed the din. Moser chatas korevoilo, and then moser kochikochim korevoilo. Whenever you have money left over, let's say I set aside $1,000 to buy a korban chatas, then I come to Yerushalayim, and then I succeeded in buying a korban chatas for $500. I have $500 left over. So it's called moser chatas. I designated the money as kedushas damim lamizbech for chatas, and I succeeded in bringing the chatas for $500. So the remaining $500, that's Allah. Moshe Chatas Korev Oilo. So really, when you have a Chatas V'Yashem Shemesa Baileho, should have also been Moshe Kachik, you can't be Makrav it because Ein Kapor La Mesim. So you have a Chatas and an Oshem HaKachik Kachim, You can't be makar them. It's left. You can't be makar with the shame chatas. You can't be makar with the shame osham. So the din should have been moisel chatas karevaylo. So by osham that taka is the din, and by chatas it should have been the din. But there's halacha l'mashem in Sinai of chamish chatos amesas. So that exception to the rule chamish chatos amesas, that's only by chatas, doesn't carry over to osham. That's a machlokes hatanoim and mishnayis in Tmura. When the Mishnah list talks about the chamish chatos amesas. So one Tana Reb Shimon is of the opinion ka chatos ka osham. There's a hekesh between chatos and osham, and any din that applies to chatos applies to osham. We have in the first Mishnah, you have no that any korban that you shechted it b'shine b'aylam or b'shine kodesh doesn't becomes partially posel that all the b'aylam and shem chayv. The korban is kosher. You can be makriv it, continue to be makriv it on the mizbeach. But because the Kohen Ha'oved had a machsheves, if he has a machsheves chutz l'man chutz kamed, the whole thing is possible, bigel, he's not allowed to be makar of it. As machsheves shiner kodesh or shiner bailim, he says, you don't deserve to bring a korban oil. I'm going to bring this korban oil on behalf of your wife, on behalf of your mother-in-law. She's a tzaddikus, you're a Russian. I'm going to makar of it. He knows who the owner is, and b'meisa the Kohen is mishana. He says, I'm not going to be makar of it for you. I'm going to have in mind your mother-in-law. She's a tzaddikus. So it passes it partially with respect to the din that le'ola le'bayla m'shem chayvah, the one who took a debtor is not yoytze, except for Pesach and Chatos, that then a shini kodesh and a shini bayla passes le'gamri. So the Mishnah, there's a machlokes hatanaim, do you say osham mesukesh the Chatos or not? The same thing by the chamish chatos amesis. We assume osham is not hukesh le'chatos. Chamish chatos amesis only a din by Chatos. And it's an exception to the rule. The rule should have been the moitza chatas karev oilo, moitza kachim kachim karev oilo. So by the oshim taka that is the din, the Gemara's loshen is kol shebechatas meisa. If it would have been a chatas, it would have been one of the chamish chatos amesas. So by oshim roa, if it's an oshim shemesa baila banish, it's kapra baila bacheres. So you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you paid it, and then the money you used to buy a carbon oil. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, every 10 blat, and Zvachim and Menachos, Rabbeinu Tosef quotes Rabbeinu Tam again, that Lashon that the Gemara has, Halacha L'mashim Sini Kol Shechatas Mesa, Ba'oshim Roa, that part is only Midirabbanon. Min HaTorah the Dinin, Kol Shechatas Mesa, Ba'oshim Korev Oilah. It's Mesa Kachim Kachim Korev Oilah. Midirabbanon, they were afraid, you're going to take an Oshim, if Makrivit is an Oilah. So people may make a mistake. They'll think you're always allowed to take an osham. Makavit is an oilah. So they made a gzera. Even la'acha kapor, let's say an osham shouldn't escape by la'a b'acheres. So people may think, let's say the guy was magdish two ashamas. In case one gets lost, magdish two chatois. And then he's makriv either one or the other. So when he's makriv one, so the other one is a moisel chatos karev oilah. So we're afraid the guy may decide to be makrif the osham shemesa bailov and eskapa bailov acheres. He'll be makrif. He knows one of them is going to be oil as an osham. The other one is going to be left over. So he's going to be makrif as an oil. He may decide to be makrif as an oil before he brought the other one as an osham. So they made exera the rabbanon. The rabbanon time quotes a gemara like that. They made exera the rabbanon la'acha kapara otulifne kapara. So that's when the gemara says the halacha moshe mesin is kol shebechatas meisha. Boshem roa, yirashe istavu, you let it graze till it gets a mumen, you pay to take the money and buy an oila. That part is a chumra midirabbanim. And a Torah's kol shebechatas mesa is boshem karev oila. You makrev it as an oila. So what would the din over here? A person who was mechal shabbos, where he brings a chatas to the Beis HaMikdash, and they did shechit the kabbalah halachas, rikas one matana. Then the guy drops dead in between the first rika and the next three rikas. Are you allowed to do these rikas? So the Gemara says, yes, you may. You know, en kapor lamesim is only on the first rika. En kapor lamesim, the last three rikas according to Beis Hillel, machlokes Beis Hillel Mashab, according to Beis Hillel, the last three rikas are not mechaper. So there's no problem of en kapor lamesim. It's a mitzvah. You have to burn the emurim on the mizbech. You have to burn the emurim also on the mizbech. But if the bala korban died before you burn the emurim, you're not paralyzed. You don't say it's a chatur shemesa by leho. And you can't be makrav it. Ain kapar la mesim. The dalad avodis are the mechaper. The haktoris emurim is not mechaper. So the three zrikas are korv lachamisa. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Ain abos balaylo. You can't do the three zrikas balaylo, because stuff because that's why the Shagzari says That's why you need a pasuk. Dam nifsal b'shkiyah sachama. If not for the pasuk, I would have said, if you did one zrika b'yayim, and then it becomes shkiyah, the next three zrikas is like haktaras emurim. So like nisach hayayin, I would have thought that you were allowed to do balayla. So that's what I need a pasuk on daf nun vav to teach me the din. Rabbi Yechanan says here on daf lamed ches on the days einam boz balayla, but boz lamisa there's no problem of en kapor lamesin because the kapor is finished with the first rika. So that's what I wanted to say yesterday. These two hashmatas. One was Rav Soloveitchik's word about Yerushalayim neschalka l'shvatim tenser teisus kasha two dinim. The other one was the Shagas Ari's word. I forgot to say yesterday. About why they need a pasuk, he answers Taisus Kash. He doesn't go for Taisus Vort, that you have Avada Yom for 50 minutes and then you have the Goyim, don't hold like Taisus. So he says, that's the Teretz on Taisus Kash. It goes on the three Zrikas. I need a pasuk for that. Okay, that was old business. Yeah, now we got to start the Shia. Okay. New business. So we're on Nun Aleph and Min Aleph. So Rashi gives you the background. Yeah. When they need Shalachem, yeah. And Yerushalayim now, when a lot of people already daven and shul and bayit v'gan, then they come to visit the Kosel HaMaravi, so they're machmen to shake a lulav again, because the Bikuri Yankif was the first sefer that Rabbi Yankif Etlinger wrote, was on Hilchas Sukkah. Mishnah Berurah quotes it every page, the Bikuri Yankif. It's very good. The author of the Aruch Laner, he wrote an Aruch Laner also on Masechet Sukkah, and he wrote the Bikur Yankev on the Shulchan Aruch. It's a very good sefer. So he writes a chiddush that according to what the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah, is lulav nitol b'migdash kol shiva is not only in the Beis HaMikdash, it's all of the Ir Atika. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam does not write that, but in the Pirush HaMishnah, he writes it. It comes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that the whole Ir Atika has the status of lulav nitol b'migdash kol shiva, and then the Rambam, so the Bikur Yankev puts together two and two. Yeah. Two and two is four. So he says, and the Rambam Pasuk in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, that even though we assume that the Kedusha Sa'oris that was created by Yeshua ben Nun after the Sheva Shekopsha and the Sheva Shechilko was bottled at the time of the Churban HaMedina, when the Buchanetzer's armies took over all of Eretz Yisrael, but the Rambam writes the Kedusha HaMikdash, and the whole Kedusha Yerushalayim HaMikdash was never Batlam. That still retained the Kedusha from the days of Shlomo HaMelech, when Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh. The Gemara says, David HaMelech was Mekadesh. The Gemara has earlier, Mechops, Kekadesh David Ritz, but David HaMelech was Mekadesh, the Malcham HaMikdash. David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Navi told him, you can't, because you killed so many terrorists. So the Gemara has the Lashon that David HaMelech was Mekadesh, the Ritzba Hazor. Tesh says, how can it be? You can only be Mekadosh B'Shaz Binyan. So Shlomo HaMelech built it. So that's a famous kasha. But the Gemara says, David HaMelech was Mekadosh. So he did whatever he could do. He didn't have the right to build the Beis HaMikdash, but he was Mekadosh. So when David and Shlomo were Mekadosh Yerushalayim, so the Rambam says that was Kitcha Losi Lava. The Kedusha never disappeared. The Rabbi disagrees. The Rabbi says, even though Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, we pass in Kedusha Shniyah, Kitcha Losi Lava, the Kedusha Shniyah, that was great. We assume the Kedusha Rishayna that was accomplished by Yeshua ben Nun was only Kitcha L'Shaita, but not Kitcha Losi Lava. At the time of the Churban HaMedina, in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was Batla. But the Kedusha Shniyah of Eretz Yisrael that was accomplished by Ezra, that we assume Kedusha Shniyah was Kitcha Losi Lava. So the Ravid writes like that, but he says that Beis HaMikdash was Davke Batla. Kedusha HaMikdash was Batla, unlike the Kedusha of rest of Eretz Yisrael, that the Kedusha Shniyah of Ezra was Lloyd Butler, was Kitcha Losi Lava. Kedusha Beis HaMikdash was Butler. Why? Because if the Makam HaMikdash would retain the Kedusha from the days of Shlomo HaMelech, David HaMelech, like the Rambam writes, so then how can we assume the Nevi'im sound like they're promising us that the Kedusha of the Beis HaShlishi will exceed that of the Mishkan? How can it exceed? Whatever it was in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, that's what it's going to be. If the Kedusha HaMikdash was Loi Batla. So the Rabbi says, no, the Kedusha of the Bais Shlishi is going to exceed the Kedusha of the Bais Rishon, and it's going to even exceed the Kedusha of the Mishkan that was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have to assume, the Rabbi says logically, you have to assume, it's logical. And then he says it was Nizgala to him, Besod Min HaShamayim. So that's a diyun, whether he really means Al Pi Kabbalah, or he just means he figured it out. A diyun in Achrayin of what the Rabbi meant. So the Rabbi says that the Kedushas HaMikdash was Bedavka Batla. So the Bikur Yankva has this Chiddush. That Bizman Hazeh, if you all like what the Rambam wrote in Pirush HaMishnah, he said, Lulav Nito Kol Shiva Bamigdosh applies to the whole Ir Atika. And the Rambam Lishitasa is that the whole Tekdushas HaMikdash was Loi Batla. So when you're ready, Shuka Lulav and Bait Vegadar on Tel Aviv, you're only in the morning of Chalamayin, Yotze Takonis Rabdechem and Zakai. Then when you come to the Rova, you come to the Ir Atika, you become a chuyiv not to shake a lulav and a Torah. So that's the shadow, they need shalachem on that. So the people will usually, by the kosel, they'll give you the lulav and matanam and aslahachse. So people wonder, what are you giving matanam and aslahachse? The last day of the sukkah, you don't need shalachem. You don't need shalachem when it's a derabbanon, when it's bigvulin, when it's in America, you don't need shalachem the last days of sukkah. You only need shalachem the first day and the second days of machlokes. We follow those all 2 days in the ritva. We follow that Tzveik Diyamin eat Shalachem the first 2 days of Sukkot, first day Menat Torah, second day Menat Rabbanon. But you don't need Shalachem the rest of Sukkot when it's only the Rabbanon. But Taisu's opinion is, if Lulav Nito Kol Shiva Bamigdosh is Menat Torah, then you do need Shalachem. The Rabban disagrees. So that's why they do it. That's why when you go to the Kosel on Chalamayit, they'll ask you, even if you did shake a Lulav, you should shake again, and we'll give you a Matan on Asla Achzer to be Choshish for the Shitas HaTaisu's. That you need Shalachem for all the 7 days of Sukkot. Yeah? You want to give a comment?
On the first day, you do the second time.
First day, that's what they asked. Rav Elbala Soloveitchik, Rav Gerelik told us that he says it was so strange. They were sitting in Europe, learning in Brisk. Who was thinking about the possibility of Akomas HaMedina is the furthest thing from anyone's mind. So someone asked Rav Elbala, this Chumrah that the Bikur Yankiv has, would that apply on the first day? The person shook a lulav min haTorah on the first day. He was yotzei l'din d'oraisa, l'kach t'olchem b'yom harishon. And then he walks from Meir Shearim, he walks to the Ir Atika. So would you say even on the first day there's a din? Usmachtem l'fnei Hashem alakechem, there's a mitzvah to shake a lulav a second time. So he said there, Adavala was thinking for a few moments, and he said, it's a good idea. He doesn't know. That's how, like Adavala said by the Nemanis. He said, Ashayla is a good to Shaila. That's it. He didn't like to be Machriya. Yeah?
They make a bracha too?
No, they don't say a bracha because the whole Bikur Yankiv himself, I think, says you don't say a bracha. But it's based on two premises, both of which are debated. Kitcha Lasi Lovan, the Mokama Migdash Machlek is the Ramam and the Ravid. And that Lulav Nito Kol Shiva Ba Migdash goes on the Holy Ratika. Only the Ramam and the Pirush HaMishnah quotes it from the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Rambam himself in the Mishnah and Torah doesn't quote that. So he put the Bikur Yankiv put together this Chumrah. So they say that Brisker Rav used to be Machmer for everything. He didn't think that there's an Inyan to go walk Davke to the Rova in order to make yourself Mechuyev to do this possibility. He used to think that it's bizarre. He used to think of all combinations of other Chumras, but someone else thought of this Chumrah, so he didn't like it. I don't know. I don't know why.
If you went to Yerushalayim, you would.
Mustamba, he would. I don't know. But he didn't think that it's kedai to davke go out of your way to go to Yerushalayim to do this chumrah.
Can you say that maybe if there is no Beit HaMikdash, there is no kiyum of Divrei Hashem?
Could be. So what to discuss? Even if you're kitcha lasi lava, you want to say maybe it's not called Lifnei Hashem? That could be. The Alinezer has a tshuva. Maybe it makes sense. Someone raised an issue, and in recent years they raised it again. There's a din of Shmiras HaMikdash. They should have palace guards. The Rambam writes the palace guards for the Beis HaMikdash is not only to see that people don't steal the gold and the silver in the Beis HaMikdash. It's for the beauty of the palace, like Buckingham Palace over there. They have, it's a very bekovedik. They have the changing of the guards and so on. So the Shaila is, if you all kitchel us Ilavai, maybe we should call upon all of the Levim from all over the world that they should go take turns and stand guard on the Makom HaMikdash, if you all kitchel us Ilavai. So the Avnei Nezer thinks that that's a joke. Even if it's kitchel us Ilavai, palace guards on the Makom Charev, how are you enhancing the covenant of the palace if the palace is in a state of Churban? it looks like a joke. And there are others. Chaim Timmerman used to tumult about this. Chaim Timmerman was an Eloi, who was a nephew of Rabbi Baruch Ber, and he learned here in a yeshiva by Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik. So he, later in life, he passed away already. So later in life, he published a sefer, and one of the things that he brought up, he thought not like Davin Ezi. He thought that they should organize all the Levim, they should have a consciousness that there's such a thing as Shmiras HaMikdash, and they should take turns standing, guarding the Beis HaMikdash. No, no. It wasn't accepted.
Could be a subject whether a lady is a shoher or a mishoher.
Uh-huh. Okay. You have to be Isha Labaydosa. I'm going to say he has to be appointed by someone who is Mamuna, by someone who is authorized to appoint people to do whatever Avodas Halavim. By the Kohanim, there is no such din. That's a double hook. By Kohanim, there is no such din. Your charge is to do Menachas, and his responsibility is to do Malika by Yofas. He's supposed to do the Avoda by Behemoth. There is no such thing. Kalakadim Zacha, and they all would stand online, they would have a lottery, a Hagrola. Who has a right to be Zecha and what? Masheni came, there was like a Chaluk and Diri Mamanis. Masheni came by the Levim, that wasn't the Kalakadim Zacha and a Chaluk and Diri Mamanis. You have to be Isha Labaydos of Al Masa, you have to be appointed by the lady in charge that this is your job. So we don't have anybody in charge to appoint anybody. It's a good point. So Nachman, so we left off Anun Aleph and Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan, in the middle of the Amud. So Rashi gives you the background here. That the Torah writes, Rashi writes, Chomish Parshiyos Hein Bechatos. So the Chatos HaPnimios, we do the Zrikas HaDanam is Be'ach HaPnimim, then you have the normal Chatos HaChitzonios. We do the Zrikas HaDam, and it's Be'ach HaChitz. After you finish doing the Zrikas HaDam, you do four Zrikas. What do you do with the rest of the Dam, if there is more Dam? What do you do with the rest of the Dam? That was Niskabal B'Klishores. So the Chumash says that HaNois HaBadam, Yishofach HaYisai Dam is Be'ach. So the Gemara points out that you have three psukim by the Rashi writes. The first pasuk is by Parklai Mashiach. Second pasuk is Par Halam Davoshal Tzibur. Those are both Chatos HaPnimiyos. They do the Zrikas Adan Namizbech HaPnimi. Then the next parsha is Shal Soir Nasi. That's a Chatos Chitzona. That you don't do the Avodah inside. So by the first three it says Beferish, you should be Zurich, you should be Shoifach to Shiori Hadam, Al Yisoid Mizbach HaOilo, Asher Pesach HaOmoid. You shouldn't By the first three, you did the Zrikas HaDam inside the Hechel. By the third one, you did the Zrikas HaDam outside. So by each one, by all three, it says you should do the Shvich HaShirayim and the Yisod HaMizbeach Mizbach HaOyla. So the Brisa discusses, why does it say three times? Wouldn't you be able to figure out one from the other with a Mamotzin? So it says, Tan Rabbanan, Yisod Mizbach HaOyla, Velo Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi. The pasuk means to say you're not allowed to be shofar to shirayim. You did the avodah on the mizbeach hapnimi. It's parkoy Mashiach. It's from the chatos hapnimios. So the pasuk says you have to do the pasuk. You do the zrika and you do the shvicha shirayim on the yisoid mizbeach achitz. And we said yesterday it's a machloek satanayim anun gimel. Exactly which location? Whether the yisoid maravi and we pass like the mishnah that it's the yisoid. Hadiromi, not Yisrael Marav is only by the Chatos HaPnimios. But Chatos HaPnimios is Yisrael Marav. So the Gemara comments already on the first pasuk. Yisrael Mizbech Oelo, v'lo Yisrael Mizbech HaPnimi. You're not Yotze if you pour in the Mizbech HaPnimi. So the Gemara is going to ask later, how did you see that you're not Yotze? Maybe what it means to say is you should really do the Shvich HaShirayim on the Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi. But if you want to, you can even do it on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. But where do you see Bedapke? Maybe it tells you the Lemitzvah. Maybe it tells you, if you want to, optional, if you want to, you can pour it the Shvich HaShirayim on the Yisod Mizbeach HaOilo. How do you see this? V'lo Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi. How do you see that it's Likuva, that with Ekpeda? So the Gemara is going to ask that. Then on the second pasuk that talks about Pahalam Dovashal Tzibah says again, you should do the Shvich HaShirayim, or you said Mizbach HaOilo, So the Gemara says, "Ein lo yisod l'pnei miyatzmo." Bechlal, there is no yisod on the mizbech apnei. Period. If you would only had the first pasuk, you would have thought that just like this, yisod means it goes up. You have the when they pour the cement, so you have a not a rectangular shape, a square shape. It has to be ravua. So you have a square shape to pour the cement and make a yisod on amatol, and then it goes in indents. So that's the yisod. So I would have thought there is a yisod from the mizbeach haprima, there is a yisod from the mizbeach hafitzan, and the first pasuk teaches me that on chatos haprimius you have to dafke do the zvika on the yisod mizbeach hachitzan. I would have thought there is a yisod from the mizbeach haprima. So the second pasuk repeats the same thing that it said in the first pasuk. Well, you need a second pasuk to say the same thing. It must be to infer that there is no yisod at all on mizbeach haprima. It just goes down straight to the floor. There is no indentation like there is on the outside of his bed. Goes up straight. There's no yisoid. Shine. And then the third time, it says it by the sawyer, Nasi. Nasi ki echta means a melech. If the melech is mechal Shabbos. The Gemara seems to say in Horius, the Gemara says that the word Nasi sometimes implies melech and Rosh HaSanhedrin. And sometimes it only means melech. So here it says Ashenasi Yechta Lashem. Here it only applies to the Melech. It doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin, because the Mashmos is the top man in Klal Yisrael, he's only under the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the top man is the Melech. The Rosh HaSanhedrin is below the Melech in Minuyim. Melech is above him. So this din, that's how the Ramban HaChumash raises a suffix. There's a pasuk, Elokim Loise Kalal V'Nasi B'Yam Chalosa Or. So one, Elokim Los Kalal, there are two levels of interpretation. He said one is Amagadifes Hashem, Elokim Loshen Kodesh, and one is Elohim Los Kalal, Loshen Chol, Adayinu Hasmicha. So if anybody curses any Jew, he gets Malkus because he violated Los Kalal Cheresh. If you curse a Jew who has Smicha, then you get twice Malkus, the Rambam quotes on the Mechilta, because he violated Los Kalal Cheresh, and you violated Elohim Los Kalal, Elohim Loshen Chol, because he has Smicha. What if the person has smicha happens to be the melech also? So then you violated the third pasuk, the nasi v'yamcha lo so'or, that you're not allowed to curse the nasi. So the Ramban HaChumash writes a suffix when it says nasi, is that only referring to the melech, or does it, in this context, or does it refer also to the Rosh HaSanhedrin? I think the Ramban writes B'Ferish, it does refer to both, but the Ramban is not sure. Why is he not sure? Because the Gemara Haria says about the soyer nasi, that if the nasi is mechal shabbos v'yitzchil v'dam v'shegeg, yes, they bring. He doesn't bring kizbo sira. He brings a sawyer. It's brought on the mizbeach achitzan, not brought on the mizbeach apnimi. Parkoin gadol is brought on the mizbeach apnimi, but the sawyer nasi is on the mizbeach achitzan. So the Gemara says that in that context, the word nasi only refers to the melech, not to the Rosh HaSanhedrin, because of the mashmos of the pasuk. Ashiyecht al Hashem, mishein lemaile menu al Hashem alakov. And the Rosh HaSanhedrin is not the highest minui in Klal Yisrael. The Melech is above him. So Nachamol, so why does it say a third time? Wouldn't you be able to extrapolate from the first pasuk that Shvicha Shirayim by Chatos is on the Yisod Mizbech HaChitzan? So why is it written a second time by Parhal and Dovashal Tzibur to tell me that there is no Yisod by the Mizbech HaPnim? Why is it written a third time? Why is it written a third time? So the Gemara says, O Yisod Mizbech HaOilo, Ten Yisod LeMizbech ShaLoilo. So Rashi explains what it means is the following. Tosis picks on Rashi a little bit, but basically it's the same as Rashi. This gigantic Tosis, but basically they agree with Rashi. Just a question of which pasuk you're learning things out from. The psukim only say the institution of Shvicha Shirayim by Chatos. It never says, what if you do a Korban Oil? Korban Oil, you don't do four zrikas, you only do Shtayim Shein Arba. Or let's say Asham, Shlomim. On these two corners. Let's say b'chava ma'is ha'pesach, the tunim matona achas, keneged ha'isod. So what do you do with the leftover dam and nikli shoris? So the Mishnah is say, shari adam is nishpach on yisod ha'drom yishal ha'mizbech ha'chitza. How do you know that there's a din of shvich ha'shirayim by all the other karbonos? Outside of chatos, the chumash only has it by chatos. So the third pasuk says yes, should be zorik the dam on the yisod mizbeach achitzon. It's a main inyan lachatus to all the other miscellaneous karbonos brought. That's how Rashi says. And Tosfos picks on Rashi a little bit. It's not true. You need a separate pasuk for Pchai Ma'aser HaPesach, a separate pasuk for Oil, and a separate pasuk for Shlamim and Ashim. Okay. But basically, it's the same as what Rashi said. That's when it is Ten Yisoid Lemizbeach Shel Oilo. That there's an institution of Shvicha Shirayim, even on all the other carbonists that are offered on the Mizbech Oilo, the Hainu Oilo. It never says Beferish. What do you do with the Shari Adam? Oilo, Shlamim, Osham, Pchor Maisa Pesach, everything is included in Shvicha Shirayim. That's the main winyan. The Soyer Nasi, that it needs Shvicha Shirayim, I would have figured it out based on a Mamatzinu. So Tenehu Inyan to all the other carbonas on the Mizbeach Achitz. That's what the Pasuk teaches me. Amar Abish. Then the Brisa asks the question, how do you know that that's what it means? Frek the Brisa, Eino Elo. What should it say here? Eino. How do you know that it means to teach you that there's an institution of Shvicha Shirayim by all the other carbonas, Oilo Shlamim, and Oshim, and Pchai Maisa Pesach? Maybe it tells me a different thing. When you makrev a carbon oil, you do shtei matana shehin arba. Which two corners? We know these two corners. Ve'zok, these two corners. Maybe you can do these two corners. So we said, no, because there's no yisod over here. By korban chatas, says, al mizbech saviv. So it'll be all the four corners, even though this corner has, it's going to drip down, it's not going to bump on top of the yisod, on the gaga of the yisod, lower down. But by osham, and by shlamim, and by oila, when you have shnei matana shein arba, so you shouldn't do these two, you should do these two. How do you know that you have to do dafke with this yisoid? So that's what the Gemara says. Maybe that's what the third pasuk tells me, that the zrikas adam by ola, eino ela. What's the correction over here? Eino ela lemizbecha shel oila yehei, or lezivcha shel oila. Yehayli Yisayid. Who says that the pasuk is telling me that there is an institution of Shvicha Shirayim on Karban Ola, etc., and all the Karbanos on the Tzbeach Achitz, and not only Chatos? Maybe there isn't. Maybe there's no din of Shvicha Shirayim on all the other Karbanos. Maybe the pasuk means to say that you should do the Zrikas here, not here, because there's no Yisayid over here. The original Zrikas should be above the Yisayid. Oena Elo, Lemizbecha Shaloyla Yehayli Yisayid. And for the Gemara, so Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva both say that's ridiculous. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you shouldn't be zorek the dam ha'oila on this corner. It's a kal v'chomer from Shirayim, from the Shirayim of the Chatas. Shirayim of the Chatas is not ma'akeh b'di'evet, it's just le'mitzvah. And nonetheless, you have to pour it al yisoid ha'mizbeach achitzoin, on the yisoid, and you can't pour it over here because there is no yisoid. So Kal v'chomer, the original Zrikas Adam of a Korban Oila, that's Ma'akev. You can't get a Kapora without the Zrikas Adam. That's called Kapora Bechdi. You're not Yotze the Korban if you don't do a Zrika. So about it is the initial Zrika has to be on top of the Yisoid. So it must be these two corners. It can't be these two, because here there's no Yisoid on the bottom. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva both say exactly the same thing. Rabbi Kiva says the same thing with a slight shinui. The Gemara is going to break their head to figure out what's the difference between the way Rabbi Shmuel worded it and the way Rabbi Kiva worded it. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, it's a chakal v'chomer. I don't need a pasuk to teach me that, what you're asking of me. Maybe the third pasuk tells me when you do the original, maybe there's no shvicha shirayim at all by oila, but maybe the pasuk tells me when you do the zrika, the shnei maton shein arba, it should be on these two sides, not on these two corners. Because of no yisoid. So I don't need a pasuk, kal v'chomer. Vadach sheiraim she'ena mechaprim. It's not me'ake b'diyev, it's still tunim yisoid. It says in the Chumash, Shiori Hadam, Yishoev Chani Yisoid. Not on this corner. So Tchila Soilo, Shem Bechaperis, the original, maybe there's no institute. If you say the pasuk is not talking about Shvicha Shiraim at all, it's talking about the original Zvikas. Of course the original Zvikas is Mechaper Mamish, Likuvah. Ein Adin, should be a kal v'chomer, should tunim yisoid. About it. Rabbi Kiva says the same thing with a slight shinui loshon. He says, "Mashi ra'im sheinim mechapim veinim boim lechapara." Nonetheless, to unis yisoid. So tchila soilo. Not talking about shvicha shirayim. The zvika sadam of shnei matan shenab shem mechaperis of boil lechapara. It's the exact same thing that Rabbi Shmuel said. He just added on another word. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. My binayu anun beis amaral. The Gemara is going to ask. My binayu. The Gemara says, "Kavuchaim ein adin shetun yisoid." So in Kema Tamalam, I said Mizbach Ha'ela. So what does the third, we quoted the three psukim, the first, he said Mizbach Ha'ela, says the Shvich HaShirayim of the Par Kohen Gadol and Par HaLandov Shal Tziba and the Sora Nosik, all three should be on the side of the Mizbeach HaChitza. So what does the third pasuk teach me? The first pasuk teaches me that it's Le'ikuva. You should only be Zark the Dam of the Chatos HaPrimios on the side of the Mizbeach HaChitza. You shouldn't be Shoyfechit on the side of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The second pasuk tells me that there ain't no such thing as the side of Mizbeach HaPnimi. The third pasuk tells you that you need Shvich HaShirayim. It must be that it doesn't teach me where to be zark the dam of a chatchila. That I will know a kavachaymer. Shouldn't do this week here because no yisoid. It tells me shvich hashirayim institution by oil and shlamim and osham and pchor ma'isa pesach and all the others. So now the Gemara is going to analyze on Amar. How did the Tana figure out each step of this drasha? How do you know the first drasha? How do you know the first drasha was a yisoid mizbach oilo? That is ma'akeh b'liyebri, v'lo mizbech ha'pnimi. How did they know v'lo mizbech ha'pnimi? Maybe it means it's optional. Maybe you have a brer. Oh, ma'amar, you said mizbech ha'lo, v'lo you said mizbech ha'pnimi. Oh, my boy, le'le gufe. How do you know dafke this and not that? It's already li'ikuva. Maybe it means if you want to, you can mizorik that on the mizbech ha'chitzen. If you want, you can mizorik on the mizbech ha'lo, you said mizbech ha'pnimi also. How do you know already in the first pasuk that it's li'ikuva?
First, you have to know that
right. So the Pashta says that there should have been a Yisoid. Just like the Mizbeach HaChitzen says, Beferish, there's a Yisoid. So we should have said a Mamatzina, there's a Yisoid.
It was gold, right? It was
Mizbeach HaZov, yeah. Yeah.
Altogether different.
Yeah. Not pouring concrete, yeah.
It was smaller.
Yeah. And it wasn't attached to the ground, right? The Mizbeach HaChitzen was attached to the ground, and it had a din of binyan. And the Mizbeach HaPnim had a din of kli. They're not the same. The Chumash tells you this, the size, how many, in the Mishkan, what the size was of the Mizbeach. in the beginning of Gemara Sukkah, there's a Machlek Zameh Reb Yudit, Mishnais and Menachos later. Machlek is it Amabas Shisha Tfochim or Amabas Hamisha Tfochim? So one Tana distinguishes between a Kli and a Binyan. And Rashi writes on the Gemara, the Mizbeach HaChitzen was Binyan, Mizbech Adomah is Mamula Badomah. It was part of the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Mizbech HaKteris, Mizbech HaZov, was a Kli. It was not Mechubel HaKak. They were very different, very different. We're not pouring concrete. Pouring concrete, that's on the Mizbech HaChitzen. Mizbech HaPnimi is all gold. But the more originally thought, initially thought, that you should learn a Mamatzin, just like there's a Yisoid here. There should be a Yisoid there. Once we're going to establish that there is no Yisoid, so of course you can't do Shvich HaShirayim on Yisoid. But you have to have a main awini. You have to have an extra pasuk. That's what Rashi explained. You have to have a pasuk niyuta to teach you that.
Well, you would have made a Yisoid.
You would have made a, you would have thought that you use it for something. Okay. Tomorrow we have a vote. So we should learn Parshas Mahalo Yisra, or we should learn Vayta. All in favor of Vayta? Good? Okay. Vayta. At the same time? Put it to one?